So Bhakti Sutras have been divided into certain chapters. This is actually he did not do. It is the other people who did it. He did not take, cut it up and say it. But more or less, certain sutras, they are same subject matter. That's why some intelligent terminals, like probably. Here is the fourth. What is it? Prema Niravartanam. In the definition about what is love. What is, there are two types of loves, the supreme love and the secondary love. Mukhya Bhakti, Guna Bhakti. So we will discuss about what. Anything is prema is anirvachaniya. It is impossible to describe it in words. Then, can you give an example? Mukha Aswadana Bhakti. Like a dumb person. To gain something extremely delightful to eat. His whole face is lit up. His eyes are shining, showing his true joys. And yet at the same time, he's a dumb person. He cannot describe. Then, but if it is impossible to define, and like people experience it maybe, but how do we know? It can it be experienced without having it, that the other person has it? Yes. That is, it is like intuitive. You can't prove certain things. They say there are certain qualities. Any quality, good or bad. For example, love, friendliness, generosity, then miserliness. These are not called objects. So therefore, these are not called percepts. What is a percept? Whatever is perceived is a percept. I see a sofa. I see it. It is perception. But these are called concepts. This is an idea in the mind. This person is a good person. This person is a wicked person. Evil person. Now you understand? So we cannot put our finger there and say, but we know it intuitively. What they call telepathically or intuitively, we can understand. How does a child understand my mother loves when there are so many strangers? It straight runs to the mother. So you suppose the child is able to talk and say, Mom, do you love me? Yes. You prove it to me. Show it. Can love be shown? Cannot be shown. Can hatred be shown? Person may be laughing and then cutting you off. That's called diplomacy. A diplomat is one who, when you go to meet him, then he will cut your throat, put it on a golden platter, and present it to you so that this is my head I am offering to you. He is called a
diplomat.
Yes. So, prakashyate kvapi patri. That is how we know Purandaradasa, Vishwadasa, that's Ramprasad, Mirabai, and so many devotees, how do we know? Because that is very clearly manifest. But most importantly, how do we experience it? We experience. We don't experience love. But we experience the effect of love, like electricity. One day, one of our Swamis was lecturing. Swami, he was giving this example. We cannot experience electricity. We can experience electricity, but we can't see it. Then one devotee said, yes, yes, Swami, it can be seen. So how do you see it? How do you see it? And then I go and put my finger in the socket. The Swami said, no, you don't. We see. So, it is very visible. And even plants, they respond to love. Yes. And Jagadish Chandra Bose said, conclusively proved, plants means all plant things. They have what feelings. Somebody loves, they just do. When some person hates, then they shouldn't. That is that. So it is available, this love is available everywhere. So another point we need to understand is that we are talking about love. But here specifically we are talking about love of God. But love is available everywhere, between man and woman, between mother and father, between parents and children, between brothers and sisters. Love is there. Show me one person who doesn't understand what is love. It's impossible. We will not be able to live in this world if we cannot experience love. But even if you think nobody loves you, one love is absolutely sure. We love ourselves. For that, you don't need any proof. In fact, every second is a proof. You know, the way we sit. Your back is aching. Then I am aching. So, that's a proof that I love myself. I do not wish to be uncomfortable. Yeah. Prakashyate Kapipatre. But here we are talking about what? Divine love. So actually, what is divine love and what is self love? Is there any difference? True love of the self, true love of the God, they are one and the same. So that is why you say, Aham Brahmasmi. I am Brahma. Now I think I am not Brahma. I think I am the body, I am the mind. When a person really realizes, I am God. So among these two, God whom we think is an object, but the God whom we think in our minds is ourselves. You can understand the distinction between these two. There is a sofa there. I am thinking of a sofa. The object of my thinking is out there. It is an object. But the thought of that object is where? Inside my mind. That is why even the highest thought of God is only an object. It has to be removed. Or, in other words, what does it mean? It means the difference between subject and the object is completely obliterated through sadhana, spiritual form. In normal, what is called non-spirituality, the difference always remains. A mother loves her children. Whom is she loving really? Understand? A mother says, I love my children. Whom is she really loving? Herself. Because if it is not her child, she won't love. So this is an extension of myself. This is the greatest psychological thing. If you want to love the whole world, you must think it is not the world, but it is me. This is the truth. But since we do not dare to think that the whole world is me, I give it another euphemistic word. That is called God. I love God. God means what? Do you know what is God? God means everything. We have that idea. You don't say that this tree is not God. I love God. Okay? Do you love this tree? No, I hate it. Then you don't love God. Why? Because how could you destroy a tree? Can you destroy God? Do you follow what I'm saying? Do you hate this tree? He says, yes, I don't like this tree. Do you hate God? He will never say, I hate God. He will say, I love God. Then, suppose he says, I hate this tree, but I love God. What is he telling? God is everywhere, excepting in this tree. Otherwise, he cannot bring the opposite emotion into that object. So you analyze like this. Every single object in this world must be identified with God. And then that idea of God is where? in our mind. Therefore, idea of the God is everything is where? If God is everything, I am everything. In inevitable conclusion must come that way. So that is what we are understanding here. But 54th Sutra is telling, what is the some description? Baba, you give some description. Otherwise, how do you understand head or tail of what you are talking about? It cannot be defined. It is like a dumb fellow with this one. But it is available somewhere here. All that I understand. Why don't we say at some point this way it was. Punarahitam, kamanarahitam, pratikshana vardhamanam, avichinnam, sukshmataram, anubhava rupam. Please come by. We have to go to the same doctor, Chinmaya Mission. Okay. Gunarahita. Guna means what? Equality. What is equality? Do you know what is equality? That mechanism by which we distinguish one from the other is called guna. That quality by which we distinguish two given objects, any two given objects. This distinction is of three types. So we say vijatiya, sajatiya, and swagata. Vijati, jati means species. Vijati means different species. There is a coconut tree, there is a mango tree. Crystal clear difference. That is called vijatiya bheda. Then the second one is a little subtler. Sajatiya bheda. This is also a mango. This is also mango. So this is left side mango. Right. This is Alfonso. This is Malvo. Like that you distinguish. Something is there. Crystal clearly you can distinguish it. So that is why it is called Sajatiya. There is only one mango tree. There also infinite number of internal differences are there. This is the root, this is the trunk, these are big branches, small branches, still smaller branches, then leaves, then blossoms, then fruit, small fruit, bigger fruit, ripe fruit, unripe fruit, all these differences. So why all these differences necessary for us to interact in this world? I tell you. So you bring a coconut. You want to go to the mango tree. Then two mango trees are there. You see, you bring all forms of fruit. Don't bring the malababa fruit. If we can't tell them, that fellow will bring what we don't like. But all he brings, good luck. So even the bowl, you know, supposing there is only one fruit on each. The fellow also is liking. He will also like malababa, this, Alfonso. So he will keep Alfonso for himself. And he will bring Malgova for you. So this is the type of distinction is necessary. Interact, yavahar will come in this world. But this love, what is the love difference between Ram Krishna's love to God and Ramana Maharshi's love to God, etc., etc.? What is the difference? You can't make any difference. Absolutely no difference. In love itself, there is no difference. If you remove the object, there is nothing called worldly love and spiritual love. But when love is directed towards a worldly object, your call is a worldly person. And we can see the result also. So it is completely guna rahita. Another meaning, guna means three gunas. Tattva, rajasama, tamas. So there, devotion is not affected. There is a lower bhakti, there is a difference. And we are talking about supreme devotion, parabhakti. In parabhakti, there is no difference. Why is there no difference? Because it is called man. You have to understand this. Bhakti and man are two different words we use. భక్తి అండ్ జ్ఞానం. యు కాంట్ హ్యావ్ భక్తి ఇఫ్ యు డోంట్ హ్యావ్ జ్ఞానం. యు కాంట్ జ్ఞానం యూ అండర్స్టాండ్ నాలెడ్జ్. యు కాంట్ హ్యావ్ నాలెడ్జ్ అన్లెస్ యూ హ్యావ్ భక్తి. సో సమ్ పీపుల్ డిసైడ్ టు కాల్ గాడ్ యాజ్ భక్తి, సమ్ పీపుల్ డిసైడ్ టు కాల్ గాడ్ యాజ్ నాలెడ్జ్. బట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ వన్ అండ్ పరాభక్తి అంటాం, నాట్ లోయర్ భక్తి. సో స్వామి వివేకానంద హెడ్ సెడ్ గాడ్స్ నేమ్ ఇస్ సత్ అండ్ ఆనంద. సత్ ఈజ్ కామన్, గాడ్ ఎగ్జిస్ట్స్, దట్ ఈజ్ కామన్ టు క్రిస్టియన్స్, ముస్లిమ్స్, హిందూస్, ఎవ్రీబడి. వెర్ ఇస్ ది డిఫరెన్స్? దెర్ ఆర్ సమ్ పీపుల్ హూ ప్రిఫర్ టు మెడిటేట్ మోర్ ఆన్ ఆనందం. దే ఆర్ కాల్డ్ డివోటీస్, వైజ్ పీపుల్. బికాస్ జ్ఞానం వీ విల్ సీ లేటర్ ఆన్, బట్ లెట్ అస్ బి హ్యాపీ ఫస్ట్. అండ్ దేర్ ఆర్ సమ్ పీపుల్ హూ ఫోకస్ అపాన్ చిత్, సత్ చిత్ ఆనంద్. ది పీపుల్ సత్ ఈజ్ కామన్, హ్యావింగ్ స్టాండింగ్ ఆన్ ది ప్లాట్ఫామ్ ఆఫ్ సత్. సమ్ పీపుల్ ఫోకస్ అపాన్ ఆనంద, సమ్ పీపుల్ ఫోకస్ అపాన్ చిత్ నాలెడ్జ్, జ్ఞాన మార్గ అండ్ భక్తి మార్గ. సో ది గౌణి భక్తి మీన్స్ సెకండరీ ఇనిషియల్ డివోషన్. దేర్ ఇస్ డిఫరెన్స్ లైక్ టు పాస్. వన్స్ బోత్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ రీచ్ ది అల్టిమేట్ గోల్, వాట్ డిఫరెన్స్ డస్ ఇట్ మేక్? యూ కెన్ కాల్ గాడ్ యాజ్ సత్, కెన్ కాల్ గాడ్ యాజ్ చిత్ చిదానంద రూప వివోహం వివోహం ఆనంద విమల పరమాంసం రామకృష్ణం భజ మహా. సో దేర్ ఇస్ నో డిఫరెన్స్ అట్ ఆల్. వై ఇస్ దేర్ నో డిఫరెన్స్? రియల్లీ స్పీకింగ్, ట్రూలీ స్పీకింగ్, వెన్ ఏ భక్త రీచెస్ గాడ్ హీ విల్ డై. దిస్ ఇస్ ఇండివిజువాలిటీ ఇస్ నో లైక్ టూ డ్రాప్స్ ఆఫ్ వాటర్, బోత్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ ఫాల్ ఇన్ టు ది ఓషన్. బట్ ది వే దే ఫాల్ ఇన్ టు ది ఓషన్ ఈజ్ వాట్ మేక్స్ ది డిఫరెన్స్. సో హౌ ఈజ్ ఇట్? There are two drops here. And then one drop says, I am bhakta, I am helpless, I am weak, I will put myself, I will pray to God. Then God will slowly lift me up and then take me to the bottom and drop me there. Whereas, if the man is saying, who the hell this God is? I am the God. Let him come to me. He is the drop. I am the ocean. Let him. So, Samudra gets very angry. This fellow, arrogant fellow, I will go and fall upon. So, whether the drop falls into the ocean or ocean falls, the result is, Telugulo cheptame, kodavali gummadakaya meedhi padina, gummadakaya kodavali meedhi padina, phalitam okate. You understand? A knife falls on a pumpkin. The pumpkin falls on the knife. The result is? So, the pumpkin gets destroyed. The knife is God. Jiva is the pumpkin. Why pumpkin? Puffed up. So much. Then, what is the first thing God does? In the form of knife, cuts it in pieces. And in case still egotism is there, he will then boil it and then he will fry it. Still there is a doubt, he will spell it. What a beautiful saying. So, guna rahitam. There is absolutely nothing to distinguish between that parabhakti, paragnana, పరాయోగ, పరాకర్మ, నో డిస్టింక్షన్. కామనా రహితం, ఇట్ ఈస్ కంప్లీట్లీ డిజైర్లెస్. వై ఈజ్ ఇట్ డిజైర్లెస్? వై ఈజ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ డిజైర్లెస్? బికాస్ వెన్ ఏ పర్సన్ ఈజ్ హ్యావింగ్ వన్ డ్రాప్ ఆఫ్ వాటర్, 10 drops ఆఫ్ వాటర్, హౌ లాంగ్ దే విల్ లాస్ట్? ఫ్యూ అవర్స్ ఇఫ్ ఎట్ ఆల్. ఆఫ్టర్ దాట్ హీ వాంట్స్ అగైన్. And thirsty again, and thirsty again. But supposing he becomes the ocean, when is he separated? that Sri Ramakrishna gives a beautiful example. Sometimes the rainy season, foods will be filled with water, foods. They are completely distant from the rivers. Very soon, when the sun rises, the pool water is totally evaporates, dries. But if that pool itself is part of, suppose the river expands and takes in the merges the pool down, then the pool will be ever full. So what is the explanation of this? We all love something to get happiness. But when you have become happiness, the question of getting happiness doesn't arise. So the difference is getting happiness from different objects. This is called having happiness. Happiness is an object. Every object has got some quantity of happiness. Even poison has also got what is got both happiness and unhappiness. How does it work? Do you love poison or not? Yes. What would be your reason? No. But you do love it. Or we also don't like it. It gives us terrible unhappiness. It also gives us happiness. You know how? Tulasidas used to say, two people give me the greatest happiness. The Sajjanas and the Durjanas. Both give me the greatest happiness. When the Sajjanas come to me, they give the greatest happiness. Then the Durjanas go away from me, they give me the greatest happiness. So, if somebody brings poison to you, naturally you won't be happy, isn't it? That is unhappy. But suppose there is somebody whom you hate, the poison goes there and enters into you. Then that very poison gives you the greatest happiness for two reasons. One reason is that your hatred grows with the object. The hatred also disappears because there is no object. The second reason is if you give that fellow poison, he will get sin. But poison itself, without you consulting you, it went well. Your work is done and you are sinless. Double happiness. ఏనుగులే చెప్తాం కాబోయే పని గంధర్వులే చేస్తారు అని. వాట్ ఎవర్ వీ వాంటెడ్ టు డూ దట్ గాడ్ హింసెల్ఫ్ హస్ డన్ స్టోరీ నో దట్ మహాభారత దిస్ పాండవాస్ వర్ పూర్ పాండవాస్ వర్ లివింగ్ ఇన్ ది ఫారెస్ట్ దుర్యోధన వాంటెడ్ టు ఇంక్రీజ్ దేర్ మిజర్ సో హీ వెంట్ అండ్ దేర్ వాజ్ ద రివర్ అండ్ వన్ సైడ్ ఆఫ్ ది రివర్ పాండవాస్ వర్ క్యాంపింగ్ అండ్ దుర్యోధన వెంట్ ఆన్ ది అదర్ సైడ్ ఆఫ్ ది రివర్ exactly and camp. Then he started his music hall, dance hall and dining hall, all sorts of halls. Day and night this smell will be wafting to that side. And Sena is there. So poor fellows, you are only eating the barest minimum food. Whereas I'm enjoying all this drinking, dancing, women, everything like that. No, the teeth are clashing with each other. Gnashing. This is called gnashing the teeth. One preacher, Christian preacher, went to architect table where people are suffering from terrible cold. He wanted to impress upon them, become Christians, started preaching, you convert to Christianity, accept our beloved Jesus Christ. Otherwise, you will be burning in eternal hell fire. Immediately. Padre, address, quick, where is it? Because they were suffering from cold. You know?
Fire, they want it.
So, you see, the same object, when it gives us unhappiness, it is called poison. The same object, when it gives us happiness. It is called the most beloved object. So this Duryodhana was enjoying his spread on the right spread the Pandavas could see. And poor fellows, they were suffering lack of food and drinks and also food. Anyway, I wanted to tell you something. Were the Pandavas drinking or not? Drinks, not cool drinks. Whiskey. Now, were they drinking or not?
Soma.
Soma.
Soma. Soma and soma.
Were they drinking or not? They were like Kshatriyas. Were they eating non-vegetarian food or not? But doing all those things. But here, where will they get first class to British made whiskey and all those things? So Duryodhana is getting popping of whiskey water. Then, you know, they were, and he was enjoying for a few minutes. What happened? There was a Gandharva. He came with his wives. It was a beautiful river. He wanted to enjoy. So he looked like an ordinary person. So he was, this Duryodhana could not tolerate. In front of him, most beautiful woman, they were all swimming there with this. So Duryodhana, arrogance, you know, he went there. Hey, you fellow, take yourself off. This is my area. The fellow said, who the hell are you? Duryodhana said, don't you know who I am? I'm going to smash you to pieces. So come on, let us. And within a few minutes, they burned him nicely. And then, now, I'm going to
smash.
No, no, cut off your throat. Now, Yudhishthira was watching the whole throat. They were very happy. Because this is what we wanted to do. Gandharva kept them done it. That is it. So then Yudhishthira comes. But Bhimsena was born, released him. And of course, there's a big, small story. There he goes. And because the Gandharva was a devotee of Yudhishthira, he said, okay, I'm releasing it for now. Then immediately, it's a shame. He wanted to shame Pandavas. But now he himself was shamed. So he takes up with all these people. He must be smarting for a long time. It was very egotistic fellow. What are we talking about? Kamana Rahita. Divine love is Kamana. Because here is the psychology. Love and joy always go together. Where there is love, there would be joy. Where there is joy, there would be love. Because they are obverse and reverse of the same coin. You cannot say, I love, but I am very unhappy. Show me one object. You know, you don't feel like eating one day for some reason. But that day only mom prepared your most favorite dish. Okay, anyway, body suffers 23 to 65 days. But let me not lose this opportunity. So postpone the suffering. First let me enjoy it. You know, we are all like that. So, this is, there is, a person has got so much love. There is no object which he loves. Only this object. Therefore, his ananda also is earthly. Unbroken. That's what he's going to say. Pratikshana Vardhamana. Beautiful words. That's why last class I did not take. Pratikshana Vardhamana. It increases by leaps and bounds every passing second. This is exactly the opposite that happened to worldly object. Because worldly object, until you fulfill, until you attain union with it, the moment you attain union, all your happiness it will take away. I'm putting it in spicy words. Illustration. You are very hungry. You want to eat food. That happiness which the thought gives, I am going to eat, is incomparable. All the ananda comes like the happiest day of a married life. Is the day before the marriage. Only thought, romantic thought. The moment that the marriage is done, problems will start. No, problems will start. Not only that, goes away. Something, all the relatives will come. So let us know. Example, you are very hungry and food is right. You are thinking of food. The moment food touches your tongue and goes inside, your joy is gone. You see, the every mudda that goes inside, every ragi mudda that goes inside, it reduces your, diminishes. Is it not? The moment you become unified with that object, see, it's only in the imagination, and it will disappear. This is invariable love. This object, love of God, you are, these are ropes. Why does it grow? Because the more you love, the more your hunger, it grows and grows and grows. Where does it end? Only it can end only in one result. I must become completely one with the infinite. The finite must become infinite. Now I will put the equation. One finite object goes on acquiring many finite objects. It doesn't become infinite. It becomes broken on. Second, one finite object can unite with another finite object only for a short time. Then it will unite with another finite object. Then it will unite with. So as soon as one finite object unites with the second finite object, the first finite object is as if from dead. So, I'm giving an example again, food example, because easy to understand. Five dishes are served. All dishes, imagine, wonderfully prepared. So, I will start with this, and you eat that food. So, as I said, as soon as you become one with the dish, a dish becomes one with you, that particular ananda will come to an end. In fact, if you force anybody, since you enjoy it, I will give you more, so you will take a stick. Can you understand that, what I am telling?
Yes.
Suppose you are very high and hot. You go to somebody and the person gets a beautiful cup of coffee. How enjoyable is that coffee? But only as I said, it decreases. First sip gives 100%, second sip gives you 75%, 50%, like that. Seeing that you enjoy it, your host or friend gives you second cup. Compared to the first cup, will the second cup will give you happiness or not? It really doesn't give much. And seeing that, suppose your host says, I'm giving you third cup. What will be your, you feel like throwing it into that fellow's face. If you're a mild fellow, then you will run it. A little bit aggressive, rough person. Then you want to throw it. What is, do you think I am a stone? This is why? Because that satiates. Until you are ready again. Whereas this prema, divine prema, is infinite. Because it is infinite, we have no idea about what is infinity. Infinity means it never comes to an end. That is why it is called pratikshanam. Vartamanam, it goes on increasing. And once you become one with infinite, means with God, you become Ananda Swarup. What is the important point? Until this time you have happiness. Now you are happiness. And whatever we are, that can never be taken away, even for a millisecond, from ourselves. That's why we cannot separate our nature from ourselves. Nothing can separate. Anything that is not our nature will always be separate. Body is separate, mind is separate. What remains is our true self. That is called aham. Whatever is added is called kara. Kara because inevitably it brings effect of kara. Then avichinnam. Because it is infinite. In infinite, it is not a jumping. Infinity is not a large number of objects. Infinity is that which is, doesn't have a path, khanda. Therefore, that which is not having a path, there is no division up, down, left, right, front, back. There is no such division. So,
You cannot make any division.
That is why instead the pilots, they have a gyroscope. In every plane, there is a gyroscope. You know what is a gyroscope?
Altitude.
No, that shows the altitude. Gyroscope is whether you are going to the east, to the west, to the above or below. That is how they can bring down and they can go up. But on some days, when the whole climate is, say, completely cloudy, huge columns of clouds, miles and miles and miles together clouds. Sometimes the gyroscope doesn't work. Then what it is that, you know, the pilot doesn't know whether he is going up or down or left, right, front, back, completely he has no idea. A small illustration of this is UK, London, for example, in the month of November to January, November, December, it's very foggy. In the evenings, by about 3 o'clock, it is already starting darkness. That's why, you know, England, what is it called? Where they start never sets.
Never sets.
Never sets. They start never sets in the British Empire. The sun never sets because they were conquered. Half the world, Africa continent, Indian continent, China, Japan, etc. So somebody could, when the sun is not rising, where is the person of setting down? Just the right. Now climate is changing. The sun is, anytime sun shines, the point is, in these foggy times, you don't know whether you are going towards the east, west, north, and you can't see the boats also. So, GPS is the only one. Go like this, like this, like this, and it will, if it is functioning properly, most likely, it will bring you. Because your map reading is totally useless. Map reading requires a certain parameters. The parameters are not visible at all. You know that what I'm talking about. So, that this we can understand. But going up or going down, the pilot doesn't understand at all. And he will crash. Then others understand. He will not understand. Others understand. But he lost his gyroscope. This is the truth. So, in infinity, we have that idea. There is something very, 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 very large presently. That's not infinity. That is pure finiteness only. So, pratikshana vardhamanam avichinnam. There is no breaking. In infinity, there is no break. Sukshmataram. We are going from the gross to the subtle to the, you cannot even call it subtlest. Because body is the process. Indriyas is the subtle. The mind is the subtlest. Beyond the mind is the buddhi, which is even subtle. Beyond buddhi is the ahankara, the jnanamaya portion, even the subtlest. Beyond that, there is another subtlest of all things, which is called anandamaya portion. Ananda. Beyond that, is this Atman. So, this bhakti is there. The deeper you go, the more expansive and the more infinite it becomes. Until there is no distinction between me and God like that. Avichinnam, sukshmataram. Then you are talking all these things. That means there is no definition. But how do we know? Anubhava. If you speak in something, they let the whole world come and say that no, such a thing doesn't exist. You will not believe it without. You have experience. That is why Swami Vivekananda, Narendra Nath, came to Sri Ramakrishna and said, have you seen God? Then the wonderful answer, he says, yes, I have seen God. But that will not do. Because how do you, if somebody says, suppose you meet some Swami and says, have you seen God? And then the person says, yes, I have seen God. How do you know whether he has seen God or not?
We see.
Until you see, there is no way. It is only faith. Suppose he wants to impress. He wants to even think. In America, psychiatrists are called shrinks. Shrink. I didn't understand the meaning. One who shrinks your bank balance. So somebody or some Swami wants to shrink your bank balance. So he says, yes, I'm simple. Big beard also is there. Our poor Swamis don't have a beard also. Sometimes teeth are also not there. So how to prove that I have seen God? Peculiar thing happens. Many devotees ask, Swami, have you seen God? And then I say, no, I have not seen. I don't believe. You don't believe. Why are you asking that? Is it something to be believed? It's not something to be believed or non-believed. So, what is the way? But if we are in the presence of a God, really, so something changes. Something influences. Same thing of, if you are in the presence of a loving person, something changes. If you are in the presence of a knowledgeable person, something happens. So by our own experience, then you can say that in the presence of other people, I don't experience it. But in the presence of somebody, I am experiencing. So you cannot deny your own experience. Brings a change and a permanent change. So it is anubhava rupam. It is of the nature of direct experience. So many wonderful things, and only vomiting. So many things. Not being. Oh, yeah.